Ephesians chapter 6. Children, parents, servants, and masters. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. And this is the first commandment that has a promise, that you may be happy and enjoy long life in the land. And you, fathers, do not make rebels of your children, but educate them by correction and instruction which the Lord may inspire. Servants, obey your masters of this world with fear and respect, with simplicity of heart, as if obeying Christ. Do not serve only when you are watched or in order to please others, but become servants of Christ, who do God's will with all your heart. Work willingly for the Lord and not for humans, mindful that the good each one has done, whether servant or free, will be rewarded by the Lord. And you, masters, deal with your servants in the same way, and do not threaten them, since you know that they and you have the same Lord who is in heaven, and he treats all fairly. Be strong in the Lord. Finally, be strong in the Lord with his energy and strength. Put on the whole armor of God to be able to resist the cunning of the devil. Our battle is not against human forces, but against the rulers and authorities and their dark powers that govern this world. We are struggling against the spirits and supernatural forces of evil. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that in the evil day you may resist and stand your ground, making use of all your weapons. Take truth as your belt, justice as your breastplate, and zeal as your shoes to propagate the gospel of peace. Always hold in your hand the shield of faith to repel the flaming arrows of the devil. Finally, use the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is the Word of God. Pray at all times as the Spirit inspires you. Keep watch together with sustained prayer and supplication for all the holy ones. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, I may be given words to proclaim bravely the mystery of the gospel. Even when in chains, I am an ambassador of God. May he give me the strength to speak as I should. I also want you to know how I am and what I am doing. Tychicus, our beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I am sending him precisely to give you news of us and comfort you all. May peace and love with faith from God the Father and from Christ Jesus the Lord be with the brothers and sisters. And may his blessing be with all who love Christ Jesus our Lord with undying love.